Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up next on Game Day Uncensored is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. As always, our insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Our next guest, one of the best in the game, Jason Lockenfora, joining us. Jason, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything there?
Great. And I got to tell you, you piqued our interest with what you said a few days ago regarding the Cleveland Browns, America's team, and you believe they're going to make a trade. You want to shed a little more light on that?
Well, they obviously have issues at offensive line. There's really no hiding that at this point. When they've come up against teams that have at least a modicum of an ability to get after the quarterback, it's pretty much wrecked Cleveland's day. So they're not done trading. Their GM, John Dorsey, has already earned a reputation as a wheeler dealer, and he's on the prowl. There's only so much you can do from a scheme standpoint and a play-calling standpoint. You know, they've got issues at multiple spots on the offensive line. Do they, you know...
Can you offer Washington? Can you offer Washington a pair of ones for Trent Williams?
Well, I was going to say. I mean, do they pull off a blockbuster? It's not out of the question. It's certainly in their DNA. Washington, at this point, is in fantasy land. I mean, first they got to come back to reality.
It's amazing.
And accept the plight that they're in, and get something for the player while you still can. You know, this year when he can help another team, and you can get more if he's going somewhere else for a year and a half. Than you can if he's going somewhere else for a year, maybe purely as a rental. People tend to get a little bit fired up in season, right? When you have the adrenaline rushing and you think you can make a move to really get you over the top. So we'll see. It takes two to tango. But look, I think they'll cut a wide swath. They could use help at guard as well. Kelechi Assemble is a player the Jets will deal, and they'll eat some contract to do it. You know, they included an offensive lineman in the Odell Beckham trade that, you know, maybe in hindsight they wouldn't mind getting back. So, you know, that could be an option. You know, if Cordy Glenn comes back from his issues with concussions, you know, is that somebody who they get as a more of a, to play him on the right tackle and have some protection and be a swing guy? So the problem for the Browns is, as you guys know, because you've been through it, although it seems like the unit's playing better this year, most teams don't have enough offensive linemen to go around. So that's not exactly a place you can go shopping and see a whole lot of options when it comes to NFL linemen. But they're looking. Trust me, they're looking.
You mentioned the Redskins, and it's something that I don't understand. And, you know, you talk to some former players when Vinny Serrato was there, and he didn't have a great rep. But, Jason, how is Bruce Allen still there? How?
It's not a football decision. It's not a rational business decision. It's a personal decision.
And
the owner has a relationship with him and a trust in him, and there's an unholy loyalty there that frankly was there with Vinny. That is a symbiotic, like, need relationship that he covets from somebody in his organization. By he, I mean Dan Snyder. Somebody who will go run through walls for him, somebody who will take the bullets for him, somebody who won't complain about it, somebody will tell him how misunderstood he is, somebody who, when he calls at 4 o'clock in the morning and says, get over here, we'll do so. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not really rational. It's not about what's best for the fans or what's best for the team. In a lot of instances, it's for what's best for Dan and his management style and how he runs that organization. Now, it's conceivable that those roles change. I don't think Bruce is going anywhere as long as they're trying to get a stadium, because that he can help with that. But, you know, if they're able to land a big fish head coach who they give the VP of football operations title to, you know, then maybe Bruce slides strictly over to the business side, you know, and that's really where he belongs anyway.
Isn't that job radioactive now, though? I mean, how in good conscience could someone qualified with multiple offers ever take that job?
Two reasons, money and power. that's usually at the top of how these things work. I mean, look, Mark Davis chased John Gruden for how long before he got him?
Yeah, a decade.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then eventually it's, hey, now he got the Vegas thing going for him as well because they were never getting a stadium or facilities in Oakland. So he's got the, hey, world-class facilities are coming. Hey, we're going to this new market in Vegas. Hey, here's 10 years, $100 million. And, hey, I'm going to go step aside, and you hire whomever you want. You know, the job in Washington, like I was on the radio in Pittsburgh this week, and they're trying to compare it to the Steelers' job, and I'm like, it's apples and oranges. Pittsburgh Steelers is a generational job. You have tremendous stability. You have, you know, people who are going to back you. You're not going to have unlimited resources. You're not going to be able to pick players. You're never going to reshape the organization. You're not going to have a role in who the medical team is. You know what I mean? You're not going to you're not going to make macro-level decisions. This Washington job, you can do it all. You don't want to have training camp in Richmond anymore, although I think Tomlin really would because it's pretty close to his home, if that's who they got. It's, you know, you can do that. You want to change this. You want to change that. You want to change the cafeteria. You know what I mean? You want to change the team colors. You want to hire, you know, all your buddies as your coaches. You know, money is no object kind of thing. And that's very different than Pittsburgh, where budgets always matter and history always matters.
You're a cog in the wheel in Pittsburgh.
It's separation of church and state, right? Personnel and coaching are two different entities, and we'll have nice discussions about things, but a head coach is never going to have, you know, Belichickian or Gruden levels of power. In Washington, it happens every other hiring cycle, right? Gibbs had it, then he hired a low-key guy in Zorn. And then Shanahan had it, and then he hired a low-key guy in Jay Gruden. And, you know, if he has his way, the next guy will be in that Gibbs-Shanahan model.
Two for one on Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey back at practice. Will he be a Jag at the deadline? And what happens when Nick Foles is healthy? Because I'm starting to get convinced by Minshew magic a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they can go back to Nick Foles unless, you know, God forbid the kid gets hurt or something crazy happens. But look at their schedule. It's not like that kid's going to fall off a cliff in 2 weeks. Foles, they're maybe back week 10, 11. I just think you're getting to see enough of a sample size now,
yeah,
where Minshew is telling you, hey, I'm the solution you've been looking for, or at least a real possibility, and I'm going to do it at, you know, 125th of what you're paying the other guy right now in Foles. And look at their marketing, look at their branding. They're selling Minshew ticket packages, they're selling Minshew mustaches. This is why you should come see Jacksonville Jaguars football. We got this young, exciting kid who runs around and makes plays, and you know we got some hope on offense. I don't know how you then sit him for a guy whose body of work will tell you, if you have a great team around me and you need me to navigate for 4 to 6 weeks, I'm your guy. If you've got a so-so team around me and you want me to navigate for 17 weeks, I'm probably going to only end up playing 6 to 8 weeks anyway, because that's, you know, he's not built to last. Unfortunately, that's just been the story of Foles' career.
Jason Lockenford joining us. Interesting what Carson Palmer had to say about Matthew Stafford. He's the most talented quarterback in the league, but nobody pays attention because he plays for the Lions. Where are you at on that? Lions are kind of a weird team to figure out. Where are you at on them? And maybe Stafford later in career now, obviously, but maybe taking that step we've all waited for.
I mean, the eye test and the numbers have been great this season. And you're right, it has gone under the radar. I think the way he gutted it out through injury, was it the Chiefs game, even in the loss?
Yep.
I'm just really impressed. It's not, you know, sometimes he would have that tendency to play hero ball, and I get it because sometimes, you know, that's how they were constructed. Like, Matt's going to have to come out and throw for, you know what I mean, 385
yep,
today, or we're in trouble. That's not who they are now. That's not their identity or mentality. The defense, I'm buying in on more each week. You know, they run the ball pretty well at times. They at least have the intent to run the ball. I like what Bevel's done by and large. Just kind of instilling some balance, being a little more unpredictable on first down. So, yeah, I mean, I've always thought Matt Stafford has all the ability in the world, but sometimes you're wondering about coaching. Sometimes you're wondering about offensive line. Sometimes you're wondering about running game. Sometimes you're wondering about defense. He hasn't had the creature comforts, you know, that a lot of other quarterbacks have enjoyed. They're an interesting team to me, man. I wish they didn't have that early bye, because I was really kind of enjoying seeing where that role went on.
Find out a lot tomorrow.
I buy him. Like, I keep telling people, tell me why it's impossible the Lions win that division. And I know Green Bay right now, and everybody's talking about Green Bay, but I'm still not totally bought on their offense.
If they win in Green Bay, anything's possible. If they lose and Green Bay goes 3-0 in division and 5-1 overall, and you're at 2-2-1
right,
because you decided to tie the Cardinals, then coming back from that to win it, good luck. They got to win. They got to win tomorrow. That's all it comes down to.
But they could be a wild card, too. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I think what they have going on, the template, some team, like I look at what it's taken Green Bay to win some weeks, and it's taken 3-plus turnovers. I don't know that that's sustainable. Like, well, we're going to find out, you know, but the ratio's been in their favor. Playing with the lead's been abundantly in their favor. Those teams have a way, I mean, those things have a way of kind of evening out. I like the physicality the Lions are playing with. I think that, you know, you can run the ball on the Packers. You know, nobody's doing a whole lot of it because they're up 21-0 at the half every week, it seems. But I'll be interested to see how it plays. I don't think that's a terrible matchup for the Lions. I don't.
No, biggest thing for the Lions, they've been giving up 4.8 a carry somehow, some way with that D-line, and I just don't get it. Jason, we're up against it. CBSSportsRadio.com. You're everywhere. You're working every day. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, Jason. Take care of yourself.
Okay, have a good one.
97.1. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason LaConfora. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.